Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 276. Safety is a very expensive illusion. It's not as safe as you think. Safety is a very expensive illusion that's not as safe as you think. And I'm going to read an excerpt from The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron, A Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity. Again, this is not about artists. This is about you and your life and your work, and everything you do is your art. So I want you to think about it like that, because again, I cannot stress enough that often I'll hear people say, well, I'm not an artist. I'm like, yes, you are. Welcome to the canvas of life that you've been painting, whether you realize it or not. But safety is a very expensive illusion that's not as safe as you think. Now, there's a lot of different ways to talk about this. I'm going to talk about it in relation to Julia Cameron, an excerpt from her book. This is in chapter 7 that discusses recovering a sense of connection. Safety is a very expensive illusion. And anything that you do in a physical world, anything outside of you, which is not connected directly to you internally, may feel safe. And you may stay in a place that habitually you've just stayed because you don't have to do something different or go outside of quote unquote a comfort zone. So you've created a comfort zone. And why might that be an illusion? Well, because that can also go away at any given time. Not that I want it to for you, but at the same time, like, anything outside of us is temporary, right? And so can we get more comfortable with uncertainty, with taking good risks, just movement and making things happen within us? And so, but I'm going to read this in relation to she starts off this section with a really great quote from Agnes DeMille. Living is a form of not being sure, not knowing what next or how. The moment you know how, you begin to die a little. The artist never entirely knows. We guess. We may be wrong, but we take leap after leap in the dark. This is life. This is life. We take leap after leap in the dark. And I love that, because it's like what you know, Agnes DeMille was probably meaning that is that, like, we don't know, but we kind of do. We do at an intuitive level, but we don't know, but we keep moving. And that's trust. That's faith. A leap of faith is actually moving and allowing life to happen. And in every given moment, you make a free will choice. And I found that the more I stayed connected to my soul and God, the greater the free will choice turned out to be for me, you know, and it was easier to move through things. It doesn't make it always easy. In fact, most of the time, it's like, it's such a practice that and it can feel like, what the hell am I doing? But you're fine. Anyways, I want to jump right into this because this is really good. What Julia Cameron starts off this section about risk. And she says, first of all, question, what would you do if you didn't have to do it perfectly? Answer, a great deal more than you do now. We've all heard that the unexamined life is not worth living. But consider too that the unlived life is not worth examining. The success of a creative recovery hinges on our ability to move out of the head and into action. This brings us squarely to risk. Most of us are practiced at talking ourselves out of risk. We are skilled speculators on the probable pain of self-exposure. You know you're a skilled spectator or speculator when you're watching others do it, and you might fear for them, you might give bad advice to them, you know, whatever. You know, you might be worrying about your own, if you were to go out on your own, if you were to take a chance, if you were to do something different, right? And she says right here, I'll look like an idiot, we say, conjuring images of our first acting class, our first hobbled short story, our terrible drawings. Part of the game here is lining up the masters and measuring our baby steps against their perfected craft. We don't compare our student films to George Lucas's student films. Instead, we compare them to his Star Wars. This is so vitally true. You might be watching people online that are in a completely different season. Were you there for the other 5, 10, 15 years? You know, and then also be careful of age, right? Because like you might see somebody who's quite young, but they started 10 years ago at 10 years old on YouTube, and now they're 20 or 25. And you might be like, oh, it's too late for me. Like, they started 15 years ago too. They had to work their way up the ranks, you know? So you have to be very, very careful about what you're comparing to. And she says, we deny that in order to do something well, we must first be willing to do it badly. Instead, we opt for setting our limits at the point where we feel assured of success. Living within these bounds, we may feel stifled, smothered, despairing, bored. But yes, we do feel safe. And safety is a very expensive illusion. I love this part, right? You, and here's a cool little hack. It's a really great tip. You might see the success in your mind because that actually is the vision and the outcome. So you should take grace knowing that. What you also have to take grace doing is starting and basically it not being as good as it's going to get. But if you can remind yourself, I did have a vision of how good it's going to get. I actually think that we come with a compass like that. I actually think that that's our intuition. Our vision knows. Our soul knows. So we have to trust that. So that does make it a lot, in my opinion, a lot easier. Maybe, quote unquote, looking badly in the beginning. At least you're trying. Don't feel bad about trying. And people are not paying as close of attention as you could, as you think, especially in the beginning. That should be very reassuring. Isn't it funny? On one hand, you want everybody to love your work and see it. But on the other hand, you might be afraid to put it out. On the other hand, you want it to be the end result and not the new stuff. But on the other hand, the new stuff, nobody might see and you don't necessarily want anybody to see. We're constantly in our head a walking contradiction, right? So you got to like appreciate that. In the beginning, while you're working on your craft and you're honing in and you're mastering it, it's okay if it's less eyeballs. You are working up to an audience. And I've said this before, I actually want the people who are there early on. You know, I love the crew. Any of you that are with us now that are a bit newer, you guys are amazing. I love having you. But man, like those that were there at the very, very beginning, and it's cool because those were there. I said this on another podcast too. Like those that were there at the beginning, I love when you guys reach out. You're like, remember when it was like 10,000? Remember when it was 5,000? Remember like when you had that other account and you were working on that? Remember when you first started your newsletter? Remember when you first did your first podcast? So it's wild to see. So I love all the newer folks as well, but it's wild. Like, so they, you know, they see the later, this later. And even now, I still think it's early. So you guys are still very early for all the things that I want to do. And I want to take you guys with me in this journey. She then goes on to say, in order to risk, we must jettison our accepted limits. We must break through. I can't because. Because I am too old, too broke, too shy, too proud. Self-defended, timorous. Usually when we say we can't do something, what we mean is that we won't do something unless we can guarantee that we'll do it perfectly. Working artists know the folly of this stance. There is a common joke among directors. Oh yeah, I always know exactly how I should direct the picture after I'm done directing it. It's so true. And it's not, I wasn't thinking about it for directing, but like I think about any piece of work, you know, I love it. And you guys may not know the difference, but afterwards I'm like, oh, you know what I would have done differently? As blocked artists, we unrealistically expect and demand success from ourselves and recognition of that success from others. With that as an unspoken demand, a great many things remain outside our sphere of possibility. As actors, we tend to allow ourselves to be typecast rather than working to expand our range. As singers, we stay married to our safe material. As songwriters, we try to repeat a formula hit. In this way, artists who do not appear blocked to the outside eye experience themselves as blocked internally, unable to take the risk of moving into new and more satisfying artistic territory. That's why I'm always pushing my boundaries. That's also why I was able to grow recently. And I know inside the broadcast channel on my Instagram channel, one of the answers I asked when asked about, you know, how'd you grow so fast? I'm like, well, I changed some shit up. You got to experiment. And by the way, I got to tell you, when you experiment with your work, it brings out a whole other level of creativity you didn't even realize you had in you. You need to stop stalling and you need to stop worrying what people think. I'm not saying anything new that you've heard countless other people say and throughout generations, but I'm telling you, just get out of your head from just doing one task within something you want to do and watch how energetically it feels. Pay attention to that. And she then says, once we are willing to accept that anything worth doing might even be worth doing badly, our options widen. If I didn't have to do it perfectly, I would try. And then she gives examples of like anything that you could possibly write. And I like this idea of you should write out 20 things right now. And so as a journal prompt, if I didn't have to do it perfectly, I would try. Yeah, you guys now have options. And I don't want to hear that now. Like, I don't know what I would do. And these types of exercises are also really good for you to do. Even if you have to just not even write it down, put it on a notes on your app, on your phone or something like that. But like the reason why these are really good is because you want to get to a place where if somebody asked you, what do you want for your life? It's very clear all the things that you do. These are those steps towards that. Right? There's a quote to the side here. We cannot escape fear. We can only transform it into a companion that accompanies us on all our exciting adventures. Take a risk a day, one small or bold stroke that will make you feel great once you have done it. That's from Susan Jeffers. I love that. That's so true. And to finish this section, she says, in the movie Raging Bull, Boxer Jake LaMotta's manager brother explains to him why he should shed some weight and fight an unknown opponent. After an intricate spiel that leaves LaMotta baffled, he concludes, so do it. If you win, you win. And if you lose, you win. It is always that way with taking risks. To put it differently, very often a risk is worth taking simply for the sake of taking it. There is something enlivening about expanding our self-definition, and a risk does exactly that. By the way, outside of even your work, something to think about, back to the whole thing when I was asked about, is it God or how do you know if it's God or fear? And you know, when I hear a way to move from God and maybe I didn't go that way and went somewhere else, this is where you can get a little bit of grace. Sometimes taking a risk, doing something other than maybe you should, just to have a better understanding of who you are in that process, you learn something about yourself. So it's have grace with taking risks that maybe didn't work out, even ones especially that you knew might not have worked out, but you still took it anyways because you just had to know. This is experiencing life. This is how you make better choices, better risks, better moves later on. This is how you piece together and connect the dots. This is how you also trust God even more so. Then she says, selecting a challenge and meeting it creates a sense of self-empowerment that becomes the ground for further successful challenges. Viewed this way, running a marathon increases your chances of writing a full-length play. Writing a full-length play gives you a leg up on a marathon, right? I love that. Completing something, you know, it's not like complete a book, complete a marathon, complete obstacle course, complete building an apparel website and making some apparel, complete a, pick anything, pick a, painting a, you know, something for your house. When you complete something, there's an addiction from completing something and from following through. And in that process of working on one thing, it'll open you up to many other things that you want to do. And your possibilities now become much more limitless. They just become limitless because it's just everything's a possibility. And then I love this. She finishes off, complete the following sentence. If I didn't have to do it perfectly, I would try. So back to that again. So I would write out 20 different things. If I didn't have to do it perfectly, I would try. Safety is a very expensive illusion. That's not as safe as you think it is. Safety is a very expensive illusion. Be careful staying in a place because it's familiar. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's serving you or your greatest good. And the thing is how you feel in it, maybe that may feel safe in a place that is familiar. But I'll tell you this, I've gotten so good at taking, they're much more calculated risks, but still taking risks every single day, that the practice of doing it has made that more comfortable for me. In fact, it's the opposite now. I get a little uncomfortable when things are too comfortable, like when comfort zones are there, only because I don't want to become lazy. I don't want to become complacent or stagnant. I want to keep energy moving and growing and expanding, not chaotic. Just, you know, I want to make sure that I'm always moving forward and not getting too comfortable that I become lazy at doing things, the good things, the basics, the simple things that are always helping to expand you in the first place. Sometimes we can just get too comfortable and we stop doing the basics, which were the things that inevitably our life needs forever. Safety is a very expensive illusion. That's not as safe as you think it is. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Please check out the show notes for any applicable links and resources. Please check out the apparel. Some new stuff is coming here soon. Please leave a written review on Apple and rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Greatest community in the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As I always say, and until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.